Hey, it's E-Rock from the Opie and Anthony Show on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and you're listening to Coke Logic's Super Game Stuff. I don't know what that is.
Hello, my name is facebook.com/clubsodakenny, and you're listening to Game Stuff. It's none other than the great Coke Logic.
Ahoy hoy, and welcome to Super Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Batman Arkham City is coming this October to PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, and now we know where to buy it from. Best Buy. Because Best Buy is offering a Robin pre-order DLC bonus. And only through Best Buy will you be able to play as Robin in a series of mission packs. You don't play as Robin in the game, but this is more akin to the PlayStation 3 Joker DLC that was offered during Batman Arkham Asylum. And Catwoman, unlike Robin, will be playable during Batman Arkham City. In fact, developers say Catwoman will comprise 10% of the Arkham City game. And at this last Comic-Con, the Penguin was showcased in a brand new trailer, which is well worth checking out. Batman Arkham City is shaping up to be a fantastic game. It's the summer of arcade on Xbox Live, and this season they have 5 new titles that you might be interested in. There's Bastion, From Dust, Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet, Fruit Ninja, Kinect, and Toy Soldiers. Any video game podcast you listen to will let you know that Bastion is an amazing game. Well, that's because the developer of Bastion used to work at GameSpot.com, and the prominent narrator's voice you might have heard on GameTrailers.com. So maybe Bastion isn't a horrible game, but if your friend in the industry released a game that wasn't half bad and made it onto Xbox, you probably wouldn't shit all over it, would you? So I really can't take the podcaster's opinions without bias. But luckily there's a demo, which I've played, and I'm not exactly thrilled with. It's a little slow, it's a little clunky, but if you've played Bastion, I'd love to hear from you. If you've bought Bastion and played it, go on Twitter and send me a message at Coke Logic. I'd love to know what a gamer thinks of this game. The next game that was just released from the Summer of Arcade is From Dust. It's a god game, I really wanted to like it. It reminds me of Black and White, and I still might buy this thing. I just don't know, there's something about it that just doesn't thrill me like I really thought it would. And for $15, I'm not sure if I want to take that plunge. But remember, all Xbox Live Arcade games have demos, so go try it for yourself and see what you think. Next, being released on August 3rd, is Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet. It's somewhere between Pixel Junk Shooter and Limbo. I'm definitely going to be checking that out. Next, on August 10th, we have Fruit Ninja Connect, which is Fruit Ninja, but you chop with your hands instead of your fingers on an iPad. So you know how you had minutes of fun chopping fruit on your iPhone? Well, now they want to sell it to you on Xbox Live Arcade for $10. Which, by the way, $10, kind of nice. I'm glad they didn't have the gall to charge you $15 for this. And finally, on August 17th, there's Toy Soldiers Cold War, the follow-up to Toy Soldiers. I'm not super excited about this release, but you know what? There's a demo, so if you like the first one, try this one, blah, 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 blah. And if you buy all 5 games, you get a code for a free game, Crimson Alliance, that comes out in September, which is maybe worth it in the big picture, but why all 5 games? How about you buy 2 games, you get one free? How about even 3 games, you get one free? All 5? Who's gonna do that? I'm betting a small percentage. Well, we can't talk about Comic-Con without mentioning Comic-Con. It happened. And the most exciting thing for me out of this very dull convention, just this year, the Xbox Star Wars Kinect bundle. It's an Xbox 360 bundled with Kinect and Star Wars Kinect, all moderately priced at $430. Sounds like a hot batch of who cares, except the Xbox 360 looks and sounds like R2-D2. Not perfectly, I'm not talking about... It's styled after it. And the controller is styled after C-3PO, which kind of clashes with the system and controller. Not only does it look fantastic, but when you power on the system or eject the disc tray, it makes R2-D2 noises. Fantastic. Marvel vs. Capcom was released on February 15th, 2011, just this past February. So Capcom thought it would be a great time to release an upgrade, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. So Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 will be released on November 15th, 2011. So let's do the math on that. February 15th to a nice square November 15th. 9 months. You'd have had a baby in that time. Why are they screwing over their fans? Why are they screwing over the people who just bought their game 9 months ago for $60? Yes, there will be 12 new characters, which I will list in a moment, but those characters will not be sold as DLC, the previous game will not be updated, and Marvel vs. Capcom will then be incompatible with Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom.
Come on!
Which feels unacceptable. Kind of feels like Capcom just wants your money. It's going to be sold at a reduced price of $40. And the new characters are, starting off with the Capcom side, we have Firebrand, who is the demon from Ghosts and Goblins, and also from the Game Boy game, Gargoyle's Quest. Virgil from Devil May Cry 3, Frank West from Dead Rising, Phoenix Wright from Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney, and Nemesis from Resident Evil 3, and Strider from the game Strider. From Marvel, you have Hawkeye, Ghost Rider, Doctor Strange, Nova, Iron Fist, and Rocket Raccoon, which I vaguely remember from my youth, but I really don't know comic books as much as I know games. I'm going to leave that up to the Big Cavs Geek Stuff crowd to figure out. All in all, 9 months later, Capcom is screwing over the people who bought their game, which is just not cool. Capcom stinks. Speaking of fighting games, Capcom's Yoshiori Ono, let's call him Mr. Ono, revealed at a Comic-Con event that Darkstalkers is not dead, hinting at a possible sequel in development. Ono also asked the audience to hold up $10 and $20 bills to support the game, and then took a picture of the audience and said he will send it to Capcom's president. So this is what Capcom wants out of you. Not just making great games and putting them out there, but they actually want to see you holding up money in your hands raised above your head before they'll consider making a sequel to a game that people are asking for. Capcom stinks. If you're sensing a trend, Capcom has recently canceled Mega Man 3 Legends for the 3DS. The reason for the cancellation? Capcom blames the fans for the lack of interest in the game. This was the same game that Capcom was going to charge for a prototype edition, which means you pay them to play a buggy beta version of the game while they get valuable feedback from their fans. Luckily, the game was canceled before Capcom could take your money. While I think developing a game along hardcore fans is a great idea, Capcom really shit the bed for blaming the gamers for canceling their game. Capcom stinks. HD remakes of Resident Evil 4 and Code Veronica X will be appearing both on disc and as downloadable games for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, both $20 each. Both being ported to just about every console already, $20 is kind of pricey, don't you think? How about $10? I'll tell you what, I'll get out $10, hold it above my head, and someone could take my picture, and I'll send it to the president of Capcom. We'll bargain a little, because that's what they're about, making money. You know why? Because Capcom stinks. Nintendo has trademarked The Last Story, which might mean the game could possibly maybe be released in America. This is significant because Project Rainfall, or as I call them, Project Tearfall, a group of Wii owners that wants Nintendo to localize and bring The Last Story, Pandora's Tower, and Xenoblade Chronicles to America before the Wii is dead. I guess Project Rainfall missed Nintendo's E3 conference when they all came out and yelled, "We're not supporting the Wii anymore!" Next time, if you want to play role-playing games, buy a PlayStation 3, you turkey. Cynicism aside, Pandora's Tower looked pretty good. You know what? Screw it. It would take Nintendo next to nothing to have a small team localize these games and bring them out in North America. That would be 3 new games to bring over when all they have on deck is Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword and some Kirby game no one gives a shit about. And speaking of Legend of Zelda, Skyward Sword, a new trailer was shown at Comic-Con. The highlight of the trailer would be the inclusion of the Goron, a case of cave-dwelling, rock-loving people first seen in Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. It's nice to have a little familiarity there, since new information has reported that Zelda will not be a princess in this game, but Link's childhood friend, and the long series villain Ganon will not be in the game. But I'm calling bullshit on that. I'm betting there's a twist at the end that makes everything feel in line with the series. Why do I say that? Because it's happening in almost every Zelda game. There's actually not a lot of news from Sony, since everyone's happy and content playing the Uncharted 3 multiplayer beta, but Limbo has just been released on PlayStation Network. It's a fantastic game, with its only fault that it's a little on the short side. It might only take you about 4 hours to complete the game, but it's a fantastic 4 hours. And finally, to wrap up this little episode here, I want everyone who enjoys the angry video game nerd to go over to cinemassacre.com. That's CinemassacreCom. Jamie has done a making of documentary for how he puts together an episode for Angry Video Game Nerd. It's about 20 minutes long and well worth watching. As a person who produces things myself, I was very impressed on how much work goes into each episode. So go check that out, cinemassacre.com. Okay, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back with the wrap-up. Stay right there. Where are you going? It's a fucking podcast. Hi, this is Coke Logic from Super Game Stuff, that show you were just listening to. And I'd like to take a moment of my time to talk to you about Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Recently, the Big Kev's Geek Stuff studio was robbed. All of their recording equipment has been stolen. Their laptop, their microphones, their speakers, perhaps even some action figures. But the point is, what they need you to do... Sorry, what they want you to do... No, they need this. What they need you to do is go to Big Kev's Geek Stuff and find the donate button that's on the front page. Any and all donations will be welcome. Even $5 would be fantastic. Of course, it probably would be better if it was more than $5. I mean, this is recording equipment here, folks. Good intentions does not buy equipment. But on a serious note, please go to BigKevsGeekStuff.com and give what you can, and all that you can, but not more than you can. But the point is, donate to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Thank you.
Game Stuff is wrapping up.
Okay, well, we started the show off with the Batman, Arkham City. That looks great. Went into the Summer of Arcade. Then we spent a good portion of time saying why Capcom sucks. Whoa. What is this?
Freak yourself, motherfucker.
Well, what the fuck?
Man, fuck you.
Fuck you, you ain't...
Give me a fucking laptop, motherfucker.
Hey, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, that's right.
No, not the fuck...
Fuck you.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Oh, you ain't afraid. Yeah, I take this shit, too. I'm gonna take all this shit.
What, you gonna fucking take my microphone, too?
I cannot believe he took my microphone. So, I'm recording the end of the show on my iPhone. Hopefully it sounds pretty good. Probably not as good as recording equipment, but remember to go to BigKevsGeekStuff.com and donate. They were really robbed, and they do need money to continue their podcast. Big Kev's Geek Stuff is in indefinite hiatus, so go over and help them out. BigKevsGeekStuff.com. Look for the donate button. And to close out the podcast, well, as an added bonus, I'm going to direct you to CokeLogic.com. How to Self-Destruct is the name of the band, and we just put out a free digital download album, EP. And to close out the show, I'm going to patch in a song of ours called Esper. This is CokeLogic signing off for Super Game Stuff. All right, hon, here's the Mario music.